Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Luke Greiner. He is an analyst for Central and Southwest Minnesota for the Department of Employment and Economic Development, otherwise known as DEED. Welcome to the program, Luke.
Thanks.
So in the regions that you analyze, what are the economies looking like in those parts of rural Minnesota?
So Southwest is one region that I cover, and it has some unique problems, I would say. And when I say unique problems, it's basically just the population losses in a fair amount of counties in the Southwest, which in this labor market is a struggle. You know, a lot of places I cover, many counties that are some of the fastest growing in the state, and they're complaining about workers. And I always tell them, you know, if you want to see what it's like to compete for labor, go to Southwest Minnesota, because they've been doing this for years, even during the recession. You know, a lot of counties have been shedding population since the 1930s, 40s, 50s. But that shouldn't scare people from moving out there, because the reality is there's more jobs available than there are people to fill them.
Well, and I think that, you know, we've had conversations on this program before about efforts to lure young talent to rural communities through even like investment in low-cost housing and some of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are some meccas and some titans of industries in Southwest Minnesota, so it's not all just agriculture. There's some pretty solid industry going on in Southwest Minnesota. Unfortunately, it takes that attraction piece. And I think that's the difficulty in a lot of these, you know, western-edged counties in southwestern Minnesota and some in the southeast, but they don't necessarily have the glamour and glitz of lakes and trees, but they have jobs. And I'm sure you saw that, too, that because of this, their wages, the wage offers for job openings is actually growing faster in Southwest than anywhere else in the state, which is another perception problem. People perceive that if they move out there, they're going to have low-paying jobs, and that's not necessarily always the case.
Is some of the, you know, attractiveness, you know, your proximity to maybe a larger community that offers some more frills? Like, for instance, you know, if you're in Southwest Minnesota, you're probably a little closer to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those kind of, I call them employment hubs, but I'm sure people that I talk to think of them as entertainment hubs.
Right.
I'm just a small town person, so I kind of like really small towns or no towns and just living in the country. But, you know, for a lot of people, that's really what they're looking at is, how long is it going to take me to go to the biggest community where I can get this type of amenity? Other people, I'm sure, like me, my fun is free, and going to a city is probably the last place I want to go to on the weekend. And a lot of people also have the assumption that they need to move to the Twin Cities to get a good-paying job, which, again, is kind of a perception problem.
Fantastic. Well, hey, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Luke Greiner is an analyst for Central and Southwest Minnesota for the Department of Employment and Economic Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.